In South Africa, the word colored refers to people of mixed race. David Howes was born colored in South Africa during apartheid, but when Howes was a child, he and his mother fled South Africa's oppression for a better life in the United States. One day, he found a picture of three little girls. Often, the young boy would ask his mother about the girls, but his mother gave no explanation. Only years later did Howes learn the three people in the picture were his sisters, left behind in South Africa. Howes's new memoir, Twilight People, documents his quest to reunite with his lost sisters. The book also explores the questions the author had about his own racial identity.
I figured that there was something different. The kids in my neighborhood treated me differently. I had what they called good hair, which was like sort of curly black hair, and I was fair. All the other kids in my neighborhood were dark, and they didn't have, quote unquote, this quality of hair. So those things sort of started to make me question aspects of my family background. And at the time, I couldn't get anybody to answer any questions. So I had actually found that picture back when I think I was about 7 or 8. And I had kept it. And I talked to my mom, and she just wouldn't talk about it. And I finally was able to get her to tell me, yes, you know, those are your sisters.
What's amazing for me is this book really runs along three tracks. There's the idea of the existence for all of us within the African-American community here in America. There's this idea of a family struggle, family secrets that all of us, quite frankly, have. And there is the idea of the redemptive nature of trying to find the truth. Are all of these aspects what you try to convey in the book?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I mean, particularly for people of color here, we are sort of obsessed with that issue of finding out where did we come from in Africa? Can we trace our roots back? So I was sort of trying to piggyback on that whole issue. And at the same time, in every family, there are secrets. There are things that nobody wants to talk about, taboo subjects. And it's difficult to come to terms with that. But ultimately, I think it's a healing process that every family can go through.
Let's travel each one of those tracks, if you'll allow, the first being the family aspect. You indeed found these three women at that point. Right. Your sisters have been able to garner love, support, and a relationship, yet it is not the Hollywood ending that some would have hoped for.
That's absolutely correct. Because soon after I got there, the question started coming, you know, why did our mother up and leave us here and take you? Why were they left in a country that was totally racked with racism? You know, why were they not taken out of that context?
Let me take us to what the book brings in terms of the bigger family, and that is the African-American community. You write very candidly about what isn't often talked about outside of the family, so to speak, and that's the idea of the treatment that you received not from whites in this country, but from African-Americans in this country.
Yes. I'm just trying to be honest. I'm just trying to, quote, keep it real.
And you found this all over. I mean, in Mississippi growing
right.
up, you found it. We should note that you moved on to what is called finishing school, high school in
yes.
Detroit, where
yes.
you were criticized for acting white.
Right.
You were beaten in Atlanta. So
yes.
these are incidents that happened all over the country to you.
Right, right. To me, it's sort of it sort of indicates that, you know, there's still this issue of color, even within the sort of population of people of color. I was fascinated because that issue also holds true in, you know, the country where I was born, this whole population of people who are called coloreds. And those people are sort of, they are people who don't have any real base because they were the products of whites and Africans and Indians and different people, different populations. So I sort of was trying to hone in on those two experiences.
What of the idea of finding oneself when not having an identifiable family, the traditional family, B, the larger family, that you might have found yourself lost? Was that indeed the case at points in your life?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Because, you know, there's this view out there that people whose families experience some sort of trauma, they carry the sort of evidence of that trauma forward, and it gets transmuted to their children and so forth. So, you know, one of the sort of theories that I try to propose in the book is that my mother's trauma growing up under apartheid was sort of transmuted to me, evidenced by, you know, when I first got here, I actually didn't stutter, and then I started to really stutter badly. And I think that was a product of coming from that sort of environment and having a parent who had been through so much trauma.
What I found also fascinating is the title, Twilight People, and you talk about it being a dual meaning there. The dictionary definitions of them, an intermediate state that is not clearly defined, or a period of decline. And really, again, this ran both and was appropriate for both definitions throughout your life.
That title, to me, speaks on different levels, if you will, because like you said, on the one hand, colored people are twilight people. I've been a twilight person. My mother was a twilight person. Blacks in this country are twilight people. I wanted to try to get people sort of in this country to, you know, think about history over in Africa, and people in Africa to think about history over here.
Well, the book is Twilight People, One Man's Journey to Find His Roots. The author is David Howes, and I will say it again. It is very deep in terms of its depths and layers, yet not complicated, and a very interesting read. David, thank you so much for being with us.
Ed, thank you so much for having me.